smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Kieran Corr with the latest.
David Cameron says Britain needs to hit Islamic State in its heartland by carrying out airstrikes in Syria. He's trying to convince the Commons, including Labour MPs, to vote for military action so the RAF can join bombing raids already being carried out by the US and France. But Crispin Blunt, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee, which warned against airstrikes last month, says he's now changed his mind.
The country would be best served by this House supporting his judgment that the United Kingdom should play a full role in the coalition to best support and shape the politics, thus enabling the earliest military and eventual ideological defeat of ISIL.
The group that represents lorry drivers in Kent has welcomed plans to invest £250 million into finding a solution to Operation Stack. The system of queuing lorries on the M20 when they can't cross the channel has been in place for 32 days this year. The Chancellor's announced the cash will be used to build an off-road lorry park near Hythe. It's something the Freight Transport Association have been calling for. Julie Maddox is from there.
If we can avoid a repeat performance of Operation Stack and the disruptions to channel cross that we saw over the summer months, which caused misery to so many freight drivers and indeed local businesses and residents, this has got to be good news.
Meantime, the Chancellor's also pledged £310 million to build the infrastructure for Ebbsfleet Garden City. It's part of a wider £700 million programme to build 60,000 homes in the south of England.
This is KMFM News.
An Ashford-based Boots has been evacuated after smoke was seen coming from the store. Shoppers and staff left the shop on the high street just before midday. It's thought to have been caused by a fault with an anti-braking device. A man who arranged to meet a mum in Kent in a bid to abuse her two children has been jailed. A court heard Ryan Schumann exchange emails and text messages with the woman, who was in fact an undercover police officer. The 41-year-old from Stansted Road in Lewisham was arrested when he arrived at the Ashford designer outlet in September. He's been locked up for more than 5 years and must sign the sex offenders register for life. An investigation's underway after vandals broke into a Kent school, scrawled graffiti on play equipment and urinated on books and toys. It happened in the area used by reception-age pupils at Sandown Primary in Dill. CCTV from the school has been passed on to police, while the outdoor space used by the 4- and 5-year-olds has been thoroughly cleaned. Estimated net migration, the difference between the number of people arriving in and leaving the UK, hit a high of 336,000 for the year to June. There was a 19% jump in EU citizens coming to the country, while the number from outside the European Union saw a 6% rise. Immigration Minister James Brokenshire says the figures show many people are overstaying, like when their student or work visas run out.
It's why we're introducing our new immigration bill to make it harder for people to stay here unlawfully, cracking down on illegal employment, and that's precisely the agenda we're going to pursue.
We're being encouraged to book GP appointments and order repeat prescriptions online in Kent to help save time. The service called Patient Online is available via computers, smartphones and tablets. Dr Alison Milroy is a GP in Birstead. She says it'll free up NHS staff.
It's a good way for people to get hold of services, to be able to access things that they want to do with their GP. So because it helps them, of course, if it makes them happier, then that helps us, because we want them to be able to get hold of us if they need us.
And tickets for the Kent County show have gone on sale earlier than ever before. For the first time in its 93-year history, organisers have decided to make them available in November. Next year's event will take place at the showground near Detling from the 8th to the 10th of July.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, England begin a 2020 series with Pakistan later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Suze.
Well, the first of three matches takes place in Dubai, with play starting at 4 o'clock our time. Owen Morgan's side recently won the one-day series between the teams. Elsewhere, after a couple of wins recently, Manchester United recorded another goalless draw last night. The stalemate against PSV Eindhoven means they missed the chance to confirm their spot in the last 16 of the Champions League. United went through a long barren run of scoring last month. And in athletics, Lord Coe's role with Nike isn't on the agenda when the Council of Athletics governing body meets later. The IAAF is expected to confirm reforms that Russia will have to put in place to allow the country to come come back to international competition. The nation's currently banned amid claims of state-backed doping. Lord Coe, the organisation's president, has been facing allegations that his job as ambassador with the sportswear giant is a possible conflict of interest.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.